Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
All right, it's the waiting game, kids. The waiting game. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. Cavaliers, Orlando Magic, first round, Saturday. Do we have a game time? I was looking for a game time. Do we have a game time officially yet?
Last I saw, no. It's not been.
Okay, I have not seen a game time either. So prepare for Saturday. You've got your Orlando Magic. Does it really matter how they got it to this situation? Not really. Once they tip that ball off on Saturday, no one's going to care about what happened at the end of the game against the Hornets in the fourth quarter. But we still have this sitting there in front of you. And I still wonder, Jeff, as we contemplate what the Cavaliers are or what they're going to be or how they're going to play or how far they can get or how short this run is going to be, what it's going to look like.
Or so, how long the run might be.
And that was my short part of it. But what is your confidence level on this team right now?
Well, that should tell you all you need to know, shouldn't it? I think the team is capable of winning a series. I don't know that they're capable of winning two, because that would mean you're going to knock off Boston if Boston happens to win its first round series. And I don't think that's a given based on, you know, who they might end up playing. I would be very surprised if the Cavs win a second round series. I think they can beat Orlando. I don't think that's a lock by any stretch, but I think they can do it. What's that do for you? So my confidence level is, I think they can beat Orlando.
You're mad?
I'm not going to guarantee that they can do it.
Meh?
I'm not convinced of it.
That's where you are? You're meh?
Well, I just... Andy, they stumbled to the finish line. Your best player has been nursing a knee injury for some time. Those aren't good things. And I just think that I think that for whatever reason, they still haven't figured out how to play their best basketball with the team that is on the floor. In other words, I think Donovan Mitchell is terrific, and I think Darius Garland is very good. And I don't think that they have yet figured out how to play their best basketball with those two guys on the floor together.
Yeah, I don't believe that's going to happen magically either.
I don't either.
So, ironically, against Orlando.
I mean, but there have been times when they've looked really good together, but I don't think it happens often enough, Andy, to make you think, yep, they put that magic combination together and there it is. And again, no pun intended.
It's not there. It's not there right now. I watch the end of these games and I don't think Mitchell and Garland have any synchronicity. Like, I just don't get it.
When one has the ball, you're not looking for the other one to get really involved.
And I just think while Garland did hit a big shot the other night against, Indiana?
He hits a lot of big shots.
Yeah, but I also think there are just too many times at the end of the game he just tries to force stuff. He tries to force, and this is just, they just seem discombobulated going into the playoffs. If you would have asked me when they had won 18 out of 20, I still would have said to you, I'm not quite sure how they're doing this because they've got injuries and they've got issues. they can change our mind with all this by beating Orlando. I don't have a whole lot of confidence in them going into the playoffs. I'm not going to lie. And Orlando,
I don't know how you could. You know what I mean? I really don't. I don't know how anybody could.
No, I think we're looking at an offseason of change and what they're going to look like in the future. I'm sure this next caller is going to agree. Dez, what's up, man?
Desmond.
Dez in New York City. Hi, Dez.
Yeah, it's not what your fans' confidence is in the Cavs. What is the Cavs' confidence in themselves? They told you by tanking that game. They have no confidence in themselves.
You're saying the organization and the coaching staff. I don't think the players are thinking that.
Of course the players don't. The players want to win, of course. But, you know, I don't think they're going to win a single game. That's my prediction for the Cavs, Matt. I think the Magic are going to run all over them. They're just too big. They're too young. They're too fast. They're too strong. the scores of these games are going to be like 90 to 80 every game. It's like going to be 85-80. It's not going over 100 any game. it's bad. And, you know, I see Donovan getting off-season surgery. You know, he's going to get traded. He's going to demand a trade. But
He doesn't have to demand it. They're going to have to do it on their own. If he just says, not a demand. I'm not going to resign, and that's the end of it.
If he doesn't pick up.
Yeah. But I don't think the Cavs will pull the trigger. I think they'll wait. I think they seem like the type of team that just.
Well, the reason I don't think they'll pull the trigger is because they haven't paid the bill yet. That's the problem. I mean, you're sitting here looking at, you know, you went out and bought this new car and you're like, I'm going to drive this thing around. It's not really getting me as far as I wanted it to go. And I haven't made a single payment yet.
So there's four teams in the NBA that are top 10 in offense and defense. Do you know who they are?
They're not the Cavaliers for the sake of this conversation.
But do you know who they are?
No.
Jeff. Knicks, Celtics, Nuggets, Thunder. The 1 and 2 seeds in every.
Nice. It just makes
sense. So you have to win. You don't try to lose in this league. You try to win. And that's why the Knicks are winning the chip.
All right, Jeff. Dez. I can't wait to hear your. If they don't, I want you to come back on the air and go, I'm an idiot. I was wrong. So.
Well, I wouldn't say idiot. You could just say he was borderline. Incorrect in his thought.
I think it doesn't make somebody an idiot. Yeah, I think it'd be more fun.
I don't see a weakness on the Knicks, and I don't see any team beating them. Like, Jeff, can you give me a reason why you think the Sixers would beat the Knicks?
Joel Embiid.
They cleaned up Embiid twice this year in Philly.
It's okay.
The regular season doesn't mean a whole lot.
Thank you, Andy.
Yeah. It doesn't. Okay, well, you know that, Dez. Dez, you're a better basketball fan than you know that. Right?
They haven't scored 100 points on the Knicks all season.
That doesn't matter once you're at the playoffs either, too. So, bye, Dez. We'll see you. Thanks.
Thank you, Desmond.
All right, so your confidence level.
I give Desmond a lot of credit because, man, does he love his team. There. That's enough said. He loves his team. And that's good.
What is your confidence level in the Cavaliers to win their first series? Should we put it on a scale? On the Cavometer?
Cavometer.
And the back part of that, you know, might be more
Desmond makes Desmond makes one really valid point, and I'm curious to see how it plays out in this series. And it's the size factor that Orlando has over the Cavs. Because Wagner plays small forward, Max Strus plays small forward. Wagner's 6'10", Strus is 6'4". Point guards for the Cavs, are 6'1". Jalen Suggs is 6'5". Gary Harris is 6'4". That does make a difference. Now, what makes a better difference is, are you a really good basketball player? Yes, Donovan Mitchell is. But curious to see what the much bigger lineup, and then the big guys, you know, Banchero and Wendell Carter, match up just fine size-wise with our guys. Is Banchero better than Evan Mobley? Yeah, I think you'd have to say at this point they are, that he is. Is Wendell Carter better than Jared Allen? I think not. But you know, I think Orlando would have to really like the size advantage that they have on the Cavs. I think that's a big deal.
Hmm. Bill's in Parma. Hey, Bill, what's up, man?
Hello, Bill.
Hey, good morning, you guys.
Good morning.
Hey, you know, just for the sake of discussion, even though I do believe that anytime a front office gives their team the message of, you know, really, you guys aren't that good, so we're going to game this system a little bit, that is a surefire way to put a negative thought in your player's head. because by and large, I think professional ball players, my opinion, are game to play hard and win any game. So if they're going in thinking their organization thinks they stink a little bit and they have to game the system, you're going to probably end up in trouble.
Bill, they were resting their starters in the fourth quarter.
Yeah. The other thing is, thanks, Jeff.
That was well responded, Bill.
Well, and, you know, Jeff, usually, I have to admit, about 99% of the time, I agree with you. And then I love the fact you've been saying things about the trade with,
since the day it was made, Bill.
Yes, yes. And, you know, even I was in a little bit of denial on that one. And so I really appreciate the leadership on that. You know, one of the things I don't like the Knicks, okay, and I don't like New York City. I'll say that right now. Just because. They took Brunson and they developed this guy. When they got Brunson, Brunson wasn't Brunson.
And he was good in Dallas, Bill, but he needed a bigger opportunity, and they gave it to him and let him go.
And they really did. Yeah. And I'm hoping that – and this, so this goes outside of the playoffs and stuff. I'm hoping that the Cavaliers can develop. I was hoping they could do that with the other guard that they're getting ready to trade, and or they may trade. And I was hoping they'd do that with Mobley.
Is that Garland?
Garland, thank you. Okay, Garland.
Sure.
His dad played for Southwest Missouri State University.
Of course he did.
Thank you. but I just wish I wish we could. Maybe we're seeing Mobley in the beginning stages of the development. I got my fingers crossed. But, you know, I have to admit, I wonder in this offseason, here we go, he may be traded. I think they may say, this guy's good. He's not great. There's teams out there that may think he's great. Let's trade him.
You know what, Bill? The only way you trade him, though, is if you decide, at least in my estimation, that if you decide you want to go Oklahoma City and you start trading guys and collecting draft choices and start building for the future. And I would think that he's the guy you want to build around.
I would too, Jeff. But again, I wonder with the way they're developing him, which seems to be very, very slow. And I'm not even going to say methodical. I wonder. But anyway, you got a good point. Listen, have a great day, you guys.
Hey, Bill. And by the way, congratulations on Hazelwood East's own Christian Kirksey signing a one-day contract.
Yeah, Christian.
Andy, you do not understand how much I appreciate that.
That's great.
He's from St. Louis, in case everyone's wondering. All right, Nick is in. You know, let's think. I'll talk to him in a second here. All right, so we're talking Cavs right now, and, you know, you look at this and you're trying to figure it out. You know, can the Cavs have any playoff success? What is your level of confidence going into this thing? I wish I felt better. I wish I felt the way I did when they won 18 out of 20. I'm not there right now. I don't know how anybody can be.
Neither are they, Andy. Neither are they, and that's why you feel that way.
And, you know, the way they walked into the playoffs backwards – I don't know. They just set a really bad tone by the way they played that game the other day. On top of everything else, it's not just one game. It's a lot. 216-474-0092. What do you think?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Baskin and Phelps, 216-474-0092, 474-0092. That is the number to call in. All right, so we're talking about the Cavaliers right now. We know they'll play the Orlando Magic on Saturday. This will be best of seven as we get into the first round of the NBA playoffs. So they're there. We know what happened last year against the Knicks, which I think so I'm trying to figure out the recipe to why I feel the way I feel right now about this team and lack of confidence. And part of the recipe is that, you know, I was confident in the team with Donovan Mitchell last year prior to the Knicks series. They get roughed up in that Knicks series, and I think we all walk away going, oh, boy, what's going on here? What are they going to look like? You come back, you start the season this year, and, you know, we've talked a lot about chemistry and how this team can play, and then they were fighting injury, and so you're like, I'm kind of on board, but I'm not. I'm not sure. Then they win 18 out of 20 before the break, and you're like, okay, you know what? I'm on board with these Cavaliers. This might be what we're waiting for. But yet they were doing it with players that were injured. Now you keep walking forward into the second half of the season, and the chemistry's not there. Donovan Mitchell's not healthy. And now you end the season with a team that had a lead going into the fourth quarter against Charlotte and then decided, now we're going to lose this game. And now all of a sudden everyone's got a pit in their stomach. Now, maybe Orlando is, without a doubt, the best option for them to play in the first round. And we'll find that out. I mean, this is all going to come to fruition. I said this yesterday, that if you're upset about the way things ended in the last game against Charlotte because of the way they just gave up in the fourth quarter, I think that's what makes people kind of sick, is that they decided they wanted to give up because they wanted to jockey the playoff position. If they win and they take out Orlando, and then, you know, whatever happens in the second round, maybe they do win, then no one cares. No one's going to care what happened in a game that they threw away. I don't think we ever want to feel that feeling. They threw the game away.
Well, they're not the only team that did that.
No, and by the way, I said this yesterday. Somebody, I go, NFL teams do this every year, the last week of the season. They do it every year. The Browns did it this year. Did they? You brought in a quarterback that never played quarterback for them before.
Yeah, but you did the.
The only difference is yeah, that the Cavaliers opted to do it in the middle of a game. And we watched it, and it was obvious that they were scoreboard watching.
Well, it manipulated where they could be in the playoffs.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the thing.
And does that feel right?
It feels the system. You know what I mean?
A little bit.
This is the system that's in place. Do you not like it? Change the system. I don't know how you do that.
I don't know how you do it either.
But it was weird. You know, if you're the Knicks, you glad you won?
They could stagger the start. I mean, I know that they've decided they want to start what all the Eastern Conference games are at 1 and then the Western Conference games are at like 3:30.
Yeah, I think it's
so.
Yeah, that's right.
And then, you know, you could stagger, look, going into the last day, not set a time, and then set times based on how things could play out. I don't know. That'd be really difficult. It's difficult for fans, teams, arenas to organize themselves that way with like zero prep time or run up time. But that minute happens. Wouldn't be the first time that ever happened. So I'm trying to figure out why I feel the way I do about this team. And then on top of that, we've got this like lingering question marks about your head coach and wondering, is it his issue that they couldn't put this thing together? Is it the player's issue? Is it injuries?
Is it the roster?
Is it the roster? Is it the front office? Is it this cloud hanging over your head about Donovan Mitchell? Like, why do I have this perception of our NBA franchise? And I think a lot of fans are asking the same question. Why do I have this perception of our NBA franchise? Like, the one overwhelming thing that I said to you, I think 2 days ago, is I don't ever remember a team with LeBron James ever caring beyond, I wonder if we'll play this team in the playoffs or that team. Like, not caring because they ripped the rearview mirror out. They didn't care who was behind them. They were going to go out. They were going to play the best teams. We all kind of knew where it was going to go towards the end, that they would play Golden State in the finals if everything worked out right. But we didn't care about what was behind us. We cared about what was behind us going into that last game of the season. I don't know. It's just a weird way to go about playing the game. And so I think this is why I feel the way I do right now about
okay,
all this.
Okay, I understand that. I think we need to get past what happened against Charlotte.
The reason we can't is because there's no game between then and
now. Yeah, I know.
I think that's
I know that. It truly doesn't matter. They're playing Orlando in the first round. If there is a matchup that you thought this is probably the best matchup for this team, it's probably Orlando. Was it Indiana? Might have been.
Yeah.
Okay. You never know. If you'd have won that game, you'd get Indiana, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got Orlando. Let's see what happens.
As long as we didn't get the Knicks. That was the other one, too. Like, I didn't want to see the Knicks. I didn't want to see Philly. I didn't want to see Miami. I didn't want to see them. That didn't mean that if you got to the point you had to play them.
Yeah, at some point you're going to have to play somebody if you want to.
Right. And now you're kind of, depending on what happens with these playing games, you're looking at if you can fulfill what you think you just did by playing Orlando, you're going to see Boston if things work out the right way. Let's go to Nick in Menor. Hi, Nick. How are you?
Hello, Nick.
Good. How are you guys doing? Great show.
Good. Thank you.
Just want to say I think part of it is I think as Cavs fans, I just think there's a lot of baggage right now. You know, I think we all know that regardless of what happens, the roster, maybe the coaching isn't going to look like next year what it does right now. So that kind of hangs over everybody and maybe the players too. And then you don't know which team's showing up. Is it going to be that run of 18 games where the ball's moving crisply, guys are knocking down threes, the defense is locked down and they look unbeatable versus anybody? Or is it going to be, you know, what we've had the last few weeks where it's just lots of turnovers, injuries, just trouble, you know, scoring on and getting the doors blown off of you? I think the backcourt doesn't work as it's currently composed. I don't know enough about X's and O's to say, hey, it's JB's fault. You know, I think he's done a lot with what he has, considering the injuries. But and I think Garland and Mitchell, individually, they're awesome players. It just hasn't worked. And my big fear kind of going into the offseason, this is a talented young team. I don't want to end up like the Atlanta Hawks. A lot of great players. You know, they get a lot of hype initially, and now they're looking at, you know, blowing things up and
good coach too.
Yeah, yeah, and just trading everybody. So I think we're carrying a lot of baggage with us. I think it's 70-30 on whether or not I think we're a better team than the Magic. I think we can beat them if we show up. And I think, like I said, if we're playing like we did during the 18-game stretch, we can hang with anybody in the East. And if there's one thing I learned from LeBron, it's, you know, regardless of how good you are, like, it is super hard. A lot of things need to go right to win that championship. And I think we got spoiled there. But I'll hang up and listen. But thanks, guys. Appreciate
it. Good
the
point,
show.
Nick, especially at the end there. I agree with that, that we did get spoiled, you know? I was just going back and looking at, you know, even just the last two playoff series for the Cavaliers to watch them bow out and then to see, like, to look underneath that with, what was I can't remember what I was looking at, but it was just www, all those W's in the playoffs. When LeBron was here, when you go back and look a little bit deeper into the history and you're like, oh, man, it just felt so easy, right? It did feel easy.
When LeBron was here?
Yeah.
That's because you had LeBron.
Yeah.
I mean, one of the best players in the game and did a great job. I still think they should have won two straight championships had you not had injuries to Kevin and Kyrie, but that's neither here nor there at this point. Well, Andy, I understand the lack of confidence that you have, that I have, that I think a lot of fans have. You get in, you play well against Orlando, and hopefully you win a series. And I think the big question is going to be, what might the playoffs mean for what happens with this team moving forward? You know? I mean, what?
Totally with you.
Are there huge changes on the way regardless? Maybe because of Donovan Mitchell. You know, if he doesn't commit, you've got to do something. You know, and the whole that, you know, he's happy here, he likes it here very much, and blah, blah, blah. Well, great. Then wouldn't it be nice if he said that? Other than, you know, we'll deal with that when the time comes. And that's his right. He's allowed to do that. But we've been hearing how much he wants, you know, likes it here, loves his teammates, everything else. Why not? This is a great place to play. I get that. Doesn't mean you wouldn't want to move somewhere else. You know, that's the one thing. You don't have to be unhappy to want to move on.
No, it's the business of the game.
Sure.
That's the,
there it is.
You know, we got two guys signing one-day contracts with the Browns. That's the business of the game. I think, would you have liked to have seen Christian Kirksey play his whole career for the Browns? Yeah, I would have liked to have.
Sure.
Before he went to, what, Green Bay, Houston, and then Buffalo, I think is where he
good
ended.
Player.
It was all said. But, you know, there's that line between being a fan and understanding the business of what we're watching. And I think that's sometimes that's a tough pill to swallow, especially knowing that, you know, with the Mitchell thing, it's very hard for me to get over that if he's not here past when this season, when you start giving up first round picks for him, it's like invisible, right? You're paying interest for nothing. That's just what it feels like, because you didn't get what you were even coming close to. If they can't win another series, Jeff, then, you know, where are we with this thing?
Well, just think about this. If Donovan doesn't sign up here, okay, and you trade him or whatever, you're going to have to recoup basically what you've given up. Otherwise, why do it? You know what I mean?
Agree.
Because you're going to be down your best player and at least three number one draft picks moving forward after already giving up an all-star forward and a guard who can score, you know, close to 20 points a game most nights.
I'm going to throw this at you when we come back to so, okay, instead of being negative, because I think I've been kind of negative for the last hour on the Cavaliers, I wouldn't mind being positive. And I do know they have one thing for sure going into this series against Orlando. And that's they have playoff experience when you look at these two rosters. So we can talk about that. I also, with the play-in tournament, we're a couple years in, and I asked this question yesterday. How is it? Is it worked? Is this thing right? Is it good for the game?
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.